Hello and welcome to this week's Irish Wolves podcast. My name is Tony Lawler, and with the international break upon us last weekend, Irish Wolves were on the road again with their usual meeting, and this month we were in Monaghan Town for our Ulster meeting. We had a good few lads from around the country in attendance. We had a great afternoon updating everyone on the business that was going on, particularly in the area of tickets. So I also took the opportunity to talk to Paul Malloy and Adrian Leckie from Belfast, Anthony McShane from Wolverhampton but living in Castle Blaney, and Brian Rice, who lives in Monaghan Town and arranged the venue for us on Puck Fodder Bar in Monaghan Town. So thank Brian for that. And so I just had a chat with them about what they think of the season so far, if they're planning on going over to any games, and their thoughts on Bruno and how we're going to do for the rest of the season. I hope you enjoy it.
You asked a question, Tony, right?
All right, Paul. The season so far, what's your thoughts?
So far, we're not too bad. We could be a bit better. Unfortunately, the last game in Palace, I thought the substitutions came on at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Could have brought them on a lot earlier. We might have got something out of the game.
Yeah. Do you think that's been something this season in general with Bruno, that he hasn't been making the substitutions as quickly as he should?
Well, in not all games. He seems to get it right in some games and maybe not in all other games.
Yeah.
As I said, especially last week. But the substitutions have been fair. I don't know what's going on with the Tory situation at the minute.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. He never got a kick of the ball on the Monday night game against Everton.
Everton, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and all he done was last week was he came on a lot late.
Yeah,
I think he should have been on. I think he's similar type of player to Saha.
Yeah.
But the only thing about Saha can finish, can score a goal. Drury doesn't know where the goal is at the minute.
Yeah, I'd say a big difference between the two of them is one of them can stay on his feet as well, and the other one likes to hit the ground fairly quickly.
And one can get your points on the board.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I think Traore's biggest problem really is, I suppose, for the statisticians, is goals and assists. Yeah. He doesn't seem to get either. Brian, what's been your thoughts so far in the season?
My thoughts on the season so far is I'm happy enough so far. I don't know what the statistics are about the amount of games we've played as regards the points we've scored, but so far we've held our own. I haven't seen enough games to make a conscious decision about how good Bruno is.
Yeah.
But I think he's doing a fairly good job. He had from a Wolves point of view, he had big shoes to follow as regards Nuno, but he's doing well.
Yeah.
I'm happy enough so far.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose everyone is saying that the first three games were going to be tough, and having lost the three of them, unluckily probably in most cases. But since then, you think we've picked up a lot of points and we're doing well?
Absolutely. I think we've done very well to bounce back from the three defeats at the start of the season. I know the Crystal Palace game kind of knocked us back a wee bit, but you know, we have a few games now to look forward to. I know West Ham's going to be a big call as well.
Yeah.
But then around Christmas is usually a time when we struggle.
Yeah.
We've a lot of big games around Christmas as well.
Yeah.
But I think we're good enough. We're good enough against the big teams to pick up points.
Yeah, good stuff. Anthony, what's your thoughts on the season so far?
I don't think we've done too bad so far, considering the start we had there. But I think come Christmas, or just after Christmas there, once we get a few of our injured players back there, I think we could be up near the top.
Yeah.
Considering, you know, Bruno's done a great job since he's come in.
Yeah.
We haven't done too bad so far. I'm quite pleased. And regarding Traore, I don't know. I have my observations about him, but I don't think he wants to be at the club himself. Just too many links with him going elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I think if we could get the money for him, then I think we should let him go, and because I think it's unsettling the rest of the team a little bit at this stage now. It's been going on for a long time, and I think we should let him go and get someone in else similar, which will give a little bit more to the team. He doesn't score enough goals for me.
And do you think all the speculation over the last couple of seasons about, I know on one of the forums, Wolves forums, there's been a thread going on for the last 2 years about Traore to sign a new contract, ? Do you think the speculation has affected his game? Or
I do, because I read all these things myself about it, and offer him twice what he's getting now, wage wise. You know, it was $100,000 of it being heard, flashed around.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. You know, I think Spurs, I think, were mentioned. Really, when Nuno went there?
Well, Spurs, and I read there, Sevilla interested in him as well.
Yeah.
And another couple of clubs. Liverpool are still sniffing around, I think, as well.
And what with the interest, I mean, I know like a lot of people during the Euros with Spain, I think he made one appearance, I think. So,
appearance there, he come on as a sub there, and there's a lot of hype around him, you see. I think he carries that on his shoulders, you know. He knows he should be scoring more goals. Yeah. I think if he could get one or two goals, I think that'd ease a lot of pressure off him there. Now, last season there, when he scored against Man City and that there, he was on fire last season.
He
just didn't care about anything else. He just plowed through any midfield or anything there, you know. He didn't mind taking anybody on at all there, you know.
And you think maybe that Bruno, because he's not using him that much this season, that maybe Bruno doesn't think he's the right man for his team?
Yeah, I think he's trying to put his own stamp on the team now, you see. And I don't think Traore fits into it.
Yeah.
He's playing more of a passing game now, Bruno, and I wasn't too sure about him when he first came to the club, but the last few games now I've seen he's gelling the players more.
Yeah.
They're seeing more of a unit, you know.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be a good manager for us.
Yeah.
If they give him the funds now in January to go and spend a few more pounds and get the players he does want.
Yeah. Adrian, my man.
Hello, sir.
What's your thoughts on the season so far?
The season so far, after the first three games, as Brian has said, we played some nice football. I seen two of the live games, and what do you call it? We got nothing points-wise out of the games. But since that, Bruno has changed the tactics and we've gathered up points. And I'm happy enough the way things are going. And just looking forward till the coming weeks.
Yeah. And you've been a few games this season. What's been your favourite game so far this season?
Newcastle in the rain and the 3 points.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Brentford game was such a downer. We had high hopes for that one.
Yeah.
The way we lost, the way we played. I just thought that we were back to our old ways again.
Yeah.
But with the contingence of the Irish Wolves that weekend was fantastic. The support from the club made it all different.
Yeah. Paul Lindsay took a photograph of six or seven of us outside the Leaping Wolf.
But
I put a picture up on Facebook and somebody said, I assume that was taken before the game, because we were all there with thumbs up and big smiles.
I think that was
bit.
Jacinda had
and
put that up. So
and it kind of summed up Irish Wolves. We said, like, we're over for the game. The game is part of the day. If it's a win, happy days. But in Brentford, like, we, you know, lost 2-0 and we were disappointed. But I think, do you think as Wolves supporters, we get a couple of results and we're all, you know, we're on the rise? I mean, this season so far, up to the Brentford game, we knew the first three games, played well, didn't get anything, didn't play well the next few games, got wins, then Brentford, bang.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks this is the handy one, lose. And then we more momentum, we come along then to the Palace game.
Palace game.
We have a good chance here, and then disappointing news. Do you think that's just kind of part of being Wolves supporters?
Not yes. Being a Wolves supporter, you have to have those kind of expectations and then those downfalls.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they come every so often and more regularly than we would like.
Yeah, yeah.
But as I say, the West Ham game will be a big test next week for us.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well.
Yeah, I can see that's been the pattern now for the last few seasons, even when Nuno was in charge there.
Yeah.
We had the, you'd be going along on a high, and then all of a sudden you'd lose one and you might lose the next one, and then, but like you said, as part of being a Wolves supporter, but the defence now, I think we need another central defender at least. I think Cody's waned. There's too many options there now. I think Cody should be dropped every so often. Just give him a kick up the arse.
Yeah, I think with the way things are going, like already in the last few weeks, people have been looking at next month and the African Nations, and we're losing Bolly, who hasn't been playing anyway, and Saïss will go, so we'll be down to the bones of centre half. So I think Mosquera getting injured then to start of the season messed things up as well, because he was coming in as
but he's on his way back now. He's back training again now. So hopefully he'll be back now before Christmas.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm very impressed with Max Kilman.
Yeah.
The way he's coming along now.
Yeah.
He's growing and growing game by game now.
Totally agree.
And he's going to be a great player for us.
Yeah. That's good. Now lads, what are you thinking about that? The Wolves course, after every four or five games we do well and then bang.
That's always the jinx with Wolves, isn't it?
Yeah.
We play well and then bang. We lose the teams like Crystal Palace, Brentford. Sure, the Brentford match was, as you say there, Tony, after the match, as you say, the footage you were sending out, you thought we'd won the match before the match.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was great crack that day, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone was on the buzz. Even okay, everyone was down after the match, but everyone was enjoying themselves, having a few drinks, having a yarn about the match and where we should improve. But as Cody, at the minute, the great thing about Cody is he's a brilliant leader.
Yeah.
You can see that.
Yeah.
Everyone, even in the England camp, they're talking about that.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant leader.
Yeah.
But to me, he needs to be dropped.
Yeah.
At some stage.
Yeah.
And he needs to be dropped. Okay, he's a captain. Maybe Bruno's afraid to drop him.
Yeah.
But Max Kilman has been outstanding this season for us. He's been brilliant.
But do you think it's the style? I mean, is Bruno just carrying on with the formation that
Nuno had
and with the players he has?
Yes, I think so. So hopefully in the transfer window here in January, there's all this talk about, at the minute, getting Sanchez in.
Yeah.
Who will hopefully tidy up the midfield.
Yeah.
Which sometimes, some matches we play brilliant. Yeah. Moutinho, Neves are outstanding. And then other times, the two of them don't seem to play well together.
Yeah.
So, as I say, Sanchez, I'm not 100% if he ever played under Bruno at Swansea.
Yeah.
When he was there.
Yeah.
On loan.
Yeah.
No, I can't verify that, but it'd be great to get him in, especially in the January window, and get somebody else in.
Yeah.
So hopefully the owners will spend money and bring somebody in, as you said there about the boys going away to the African Nations Cup.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have a tough season ahead of us, but I still think we'll still survive and we'll stay up, like, you know.
Yeah. Are you looking at that situation that we might be in danger of not staying?
No, I think the Everton game.
That's not really a bit better.
No. The Everton game, the first half of the Everton game, we played all season. But then we petered away in the second half for some reason or other, you know. But that first half was, I never seen us play as well in all my life, you know, in a long, long time.
But it
was like championship football
Under
Nuno.
Yeah.
It was like, great football to watch.
But I tell you what, we have such a strong squad when you think of it. You know, look at the injuries we've got coming back now. When we get Neto back now, Pedro, and we get...
Johnny, he's a forgotten man. Yeah. He's a forgotten man here, yeah.
We'll be unbeatable then.
Yeah.
But look at some of our players that are on loan at the minute. That are playing well for the club.
If we need to, we could get Gibbs White back now in January if we need him.
Yeah.
You know, when we were at the Brentford match, we were coming back the next day, Owen and wee Billy and myself.
Yeah.
And a shivering any guy came up to us and said, "What the hell did you give us Gibbs White for?"
Yeah.
"What do you give us for him?" He says, "He is outstanding. He was our best player yesterday."
Yeah.
The same weekend as a big 2-0. Or another player we should call back in January, Sanderson.
But I don't think there'll be an option there. I think I'd say we might even before that, if you know, with the African nations.
All them guys are back training with Wolves at the end because it's an international.
And he loves the club.
He's a diehard. Yeah. As you say there. He's pretty much
he's Wolverhampton through and through. That's all he ever wanted to do was play for Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yeah.
And they're the players you need in your team. The likes of Steve Ball live and die for the club. That's what you want in the team.
Yeah.
See, it was Carl Henry. So he was a Wolverhampton guy. He put the boot in for you.
Yeah, but it's a lot of the speculation that people talk about players and what's wrong with Wolves and, you know, players that we need in and all that. But poor old Conor Cody seems to be one of the first people that people say we need to get rid of. But would anyone see him as a Moutinho or a Neves type player in midfield, which is what his first?
That's his normal position.
So do you think that's an option for Cody? Putting Cody in his midfield, right? Like a lot of the talk seems to be get him out of where he is.
I think he might be a good role there for him, you know.
Yeah.
Because midfield rather than centre half.
Definitely.
Had he played it much to make an impact.
He's a good foot on him now.
And he can pass the ball.
He can pass the ball. He can go straight to a player. Yeah. He's a good crosser of a ball now.
Yes. Delivery of a ball is.
So I think kind of a lot of the time when you talk about players, you know, the position he's in, we never look at the kind of trend. I mean, that's how Cody ends up. Nuno decided, you know, Cody was with us, signed from Huddersfield, he was playing in kind of holding midfielder role, and Nuno just put everyone said, it wasn't his choice, everyone said, "Oh, jeez, what's Cody doing in his sweeper? That's a disaster, you know."
Some of the situations we've been in defence there when the pressure's been on, and then they're just ball watching, and they're not even picking up players, and you can see yourself, you're looking at it on the TV, why is he not picking up your man, you know, and he's running past, you know, but I don't know if he is that in his head, you see.
Yeah.
You're quite correct. It seems last week him and Saïss were too slow for the Palace's goal, first goal. Yes. Okay, at the start it was ruled offside and then it went to VAR.
Yeah.
The cursed VAR, but when you look back, it was a goal. And then he could do nothing about the second goal. It was a deflection that came off him. But as you say, to me, he should be put further up the field, midfield. And
can
taking
I
away
just
from
ask
that.
A question here now? What do you think about the captaincy and who should have it? You think Cole should retain it this season to the end of the season and then give it to somebody else next season?
Yeah, there should be. There should be a change.
I'd like to see Neves get it.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of people were saying that the last couple of weeks and. What we were saying was, Neves is the vice captain. He is the vice captain.
If you give him that bigger role, I think he'd be. I'm not saying he's not committed, but I think he'll have more of a hold on the club than
he want to stay.
And the more to want to stay. I mean, the fans absolutely adore him, and he knows that.
Yeah, but I think it's probably part of the culture too. Neves and a lot of players now seem to think that if I'm happy at a club, like he's a couple of kids now. He's happy where he is. The money is good. He'll stay here. You know, Jota was a different type of player. We think, I remember from the Crusaders game in Europe, there had been speculation all season that Jota was going to want to go and that Nuno had kept him on. And from that season, that was his last season, and we ended up selling him, that his whole attitude was different. And he had to look like he wanted to go. Whereas we say with Neves and players, a lot of players, they're happy where they are. So you can say captain wise, Neves would be the ideal man. You can say you to keep him, but I think he's you know, he likes the club, he loves being at Wolves anyway, and he's happy enough. So ideal man to get the captaincy. But just on, like we're talking about players, what about Bruno himself? How do you feel? Is he playing a system now that suits, kind of half suits the players he has, and he'll change it when he's trying to change it a little bit with the players he has?
I think if we have Johnny back and Pedro back,
I think once you have them, he'll know more than what he has to do with the team, because he'll have extra options.
But I just think his substitutions, as what he called, Paul picked up on it, has to be sooner if the game isn't going our way. Rather than waiting to the last.
And don't forget, Daniel Podence has been very good this season too, as he when he comes on a sub. I don't know why he's still left sitting on the bench.
Well, the way the game was last week with Palace,
Trinko, I don't think that wasn't the game for him.
But I think the problem with Podence, I think, is the physical presence of the Palace team last week.
He has the skill and the cheekiness.
He's only come back from injury, and I think we have to just probably ease him back into the team bit by bit there. I don't think he'd be good enough to play full 90 minutes. He tends to ease off too much.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a good point, but he still should be brought on a lot earlier.
I think 35 minutes, you know, example to make, if the game isn't going our way.
I say
you can't wait to the last 85th minute.
Come 65 minutes there, I think make your changes then. Not 75 minutes. 80 minutes into a game.
I think particularly in a game like Palace last week, it's such intense game. You need to be on for a good 20 minutes or more to get into the pace. The lads came on, I think, and they just couldn't. They couldn't get to the pace of the game.
They never got a touch.
He'd won one.
Couldn't get into the rhythm of the game. Especially when we're 2-0 down, and he brings them on so late.
That's the same for any player, no matter what position you're in. If you're not introduced at 60 minutes, you know, it's going to take you half an hour to get the feel for the game, get yourself established. You know, so you need to get on early.
You're
not throwing a guy like Podence on at 75 minutes. He's not going to influence the game.
I suppose really it's games as well. I mean, like in the space of 4 days, we had Everton, best half of football probably we played, and most productive half of football we played this season. And then second half, not so. And then Palace was probably even more of a downer. But Bruno, what do you think of Bruno so far, Brian?
I'm happy enough with Bruno. I think he's doing a good job there. He seems to be calm, knows what he's at. I suppose over time we'll see what happens, but I think he's doing a reasonably good job there. I'd be happy enough to see him stay there for a couple of seasons again. As everybody says, if there's a few pounds going in January, strengthen the squad a wee bit. I think he's good enough. He's got the head there.
I suppose really as managers go, it's been Nuno was, you know, the god. And I mean, 4 years really was the limit. You know, if people were that last season, everyone was going to question him.
He has shoes to fill.
But
just because of the last 4 seasons that Wolves fans have had.
I suppose it's like, I mean, I suppose his tenure at Wolves would have been like, but not lengthwise, but Ferguson at United. Like the problem sometimes is, it's not the person that's going, it's who you're going to get in to replace them. And I think Wolves have done a good job though overall. Getting Bruno seems to be in the first 10 games, 11 games, he seems to be cause for hope anyway, that he knows what he's doing.
He's put his own stamp on it. I think now gradually it's progressing, you know, and it's going to be It's work in progress, as they say, you know. So hopefully, players coming back from injury, I think you'll have a great team there. And if we can hit Europa League spot there, I think we'll have had a good season.
Yeah,
and there's no, you know, there's every chance we could be up above 7th, 10th or 7th.
Well, you're reading my mind now, because that was going to be my next question. The rest of the season, what do you think?
I do think once we get these players back from injury and we get a couple of new signings in January, which we're going to get, we're going to progress and we're going to shock a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Adrian, what's your thoughts on the rest of the season?
I agree, totally agree. I'm looking forward till the Christmas period. So I am. We've got a few good hard matches coming up. So we've got Liverpool, Man City, Chelsea, even West Ham. I says, and we just have to fight for points in all those games. But turn of the year, I think we'll push on and hopefully get back to going on foreign trips.
We'll get back to Europe again.
Back to Europe, but no, I'd be happy with a top 10 spot. And Bruno, at the minute, I'm happy enough with the decisions that he's making, except for the substitutions a bit earlier.
Okay, I agree with that. Good stuff, Paul. Rest of the season.
What I'm dreading is the December month coming up. The hard teams, big teams. And then, United, early January. But then as the season progresses, I'll be happy enough with the team, with their injuries coming back. And hopefully, as I say, in January, new faces in the team. Get all gelled together, and I think we could have a successful enough season. And maybe, as everyone's saying, maybe get that European spot. I'd be content with that.
And a little FA Cup run again.
It'll be brilliant. So good. Let's get a good draw in the third round and then see how we go from there.
It's something to think of, really. If if we pick up a few more, if we're over 20, 22 points come early January, maybe Bruno will feel it's worth having a run at the Cup as well. You know, something we didn't mention.
I'm quite content with Bruno at the minute. See how it goes. Let's give him a chance. That's all. Managers don't seem to get the chance now anymore. So hopefully Wolves will give him a chance.
You just look at what, four managers in the last week. Bit the bullet, you know, and the Premier League.
Bruno, he's a hard act to follow. So with Nuno, so good luck to him. So hopefully he'll do it all his favour.
Brian, what's your for the rest of the season?
Rest of the season, I will be very content anywhere above mid table. 10th up as far as 7th. Can't see us getting into Europe this season. Probably lost a wee bit of ground, but we get over this difficult Christmas period. I think we'll be holding our own against the rest of the teams for the rest of the season. Anywhere between 10th and 7th would do me terrible well. And as you say, we get a good run in the Cup. There'd be nothing wrong with it. Everybody'd be happy with that, because it was sort of a holding season. We've changed our manager. You're not going to go out and win the FA Cup and get into Europe all in the one season. You can't do it all in the one time. So it's an interesting period after Christmas for every team, I suppose. They all look after Christmas, and once we get settled in after Christmas, get those tough games out of the way, I'd be happy enough with anywhere above 10th.
Yeah, good stuff. So we're all happy enough anyway. I heard the word relegation mentioned earlier on there, and I got a bit of a shock. I think so. But I think
I always have that fear. I'm trying to make sure we're all listening.
But the same, I'm very much a 40 points on the board as quick as I can, man, when it comes to the Premier League. But anyway, we're all happy.
Thanks very much.
We're staying up. Thanks a million, lads. Enjoy the rest of the day.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again next week for some more interesting stories from fans and from former players. Until then, I wish you the best for the next week. And you can follow us on IrishWolves.org on our website, or on Irish Wolves on Facebook. Thanks. See you next week.